GXS listening. This morning, chilly. With 2 Tango Mobile. KB2HXS. Morning. How's everything going, Dave? I think it's Dave, right? Sir, yes, sir. And sorry, I can't pull my brain cells together to remember yours. This is Rusty over here in Spartanburg area, and I'm headed to church this morning. Got a building and grounds committee meeting, and then have to sing in the choir at church today. Oh, excellent. Okay, yes, Rusty, that's right. I'm heading to a kind of a church. I'm going to a class this morning, a safety class, so I can exercise my Second Amendment right.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing to do. And I know several people that have been through those recently. And I had all my training back when I was in the service, and haven't owned one since then.
My Florida carry permit, being that I have my residency in South Carolina now, is null and void for this area anyway. It's still good in Florida. I just will have to do is change the address, but I want to re-up and get the correct one for this state.
It's a wise thing to do. And you gotta do what you gotta do, as they say. And I just wish it was a little bit warmer out here. 34 degrees, brr.
Is in there? KB2HXS Mobile. I thought I heard somebody doubling.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I must have doubled with them. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Uniform Juliet Delta. I just had a little comment. I'm an instructor for the church you're going to. Not the exact church you're going to, but if you took up residency in this state, your Florida permit is no longer valid. They changed that law 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's correct. But I can change my address, I think. I have to read the Florida law. I can change my address. Well, I don't know. It doesn't really matter because I'm going to get the new one anyway. So I'm doing the correct thing to stay legal and within the confines of the law. And this is Dave, KB2HXS, and I appreciate that.
This is Chad, Charlie Hotel Alpha Delta. I moved here from Ohio. I kept the 8 call about 10 years ago. South Carolina, it's going to be hurry up and wait. You file the paperwork tomorrow, it's going to be 6 months. There's a telephone number. If you remember my call sign, send me an email at Yahoo. I got a telephone number you can call to rush that up a little bit. Otherwise, it's going to be 6 months before you see anything from SLED.
I'm driving. Unfortunately, I can't write it down. My calls are good on QRZ. KB2HXS. I moved here from Florida about 6 months ago, and I'm not too overly concerned. When it comes in the mail, it comes in the mail. I just want to have it in the system.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it. I keep the radio on scan when I'm on my way home from work. I do that dreaded 12-hour night shift, and just getting off. So you guys get back at it. I just want to throw that comment in there. I didn't know if you knew about that or not. Just out of curiosity, where are you going? Which program are you taking?
There's a gentleman just a few miles from me, dead-eye shot. Gentleman's name is Matt. He does a 5-hour course. It's just basically the safety course, and we do a little bit of shooting. And he signs off on us. Actually, I'm going to pick up a buddy of mine right now. He's taking the course with me, and we're going to head back up to Greer.
Gosh, it's pretty chilly out. All right, fellas, I'll let you get back at it. KC8UJD.
Just real quick, I think by the time we're going to be going outside, it's going to be in the 50s anyway. It's mainly inside, and then I think we go out to the last hour, so we should be all right. Have a good day. Thank you very much for coming in. KB2HXS. Go ahead, Rusty.
Hi, Chad. I think you and I have spoke once before. I've heard you on the air. Anyway, good morning to you, and get a good day's rest if you just did a 12-hour. And I've used to do those years ago when I was much younger, but not anymore. In fact, I don't do any shifts unless it's at my own, doing something at my house. So, anyway, anyway, and Dave, I must say 7.3s because I'm getting ready to pull in up here at the churchyard. And at 35, it's still a little too chilly to sit out here, even in the sun, out in the parking lot, when I can go inside and it'll be warmer. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Have a good day with your class, and hope everything goes good. And we'll catch you later. KB2HXS, W2T, 7.3s.
W2T, KB2HXS. All right, 73, Rusty. We'll catch you later. Yeah, I think it'll be just fine. Have a great day. Be listening. KB2HXS Mobile, still here.
I think I got the right spot.
I'm noisy. Go ahead again, please.
Press the spot with his hand so I can see if I got it.
There's level, but you're in there. About a background check. I'm not hearing you, so you kind of fell into the noise a little bit.
They're on the way edge of the repeater, KCAUJD.
Yeah, it sounds like it, Chad. I didn't realize you were still in here, but I appreciate the info. And if I can remember the calls, I'll give you an email, and you'll get an email from Dave the Soundman at yahoo.com. Is KC8UJD, is that what it is?
Yeah, if you can remember KC and then 8 from up north and then use Junk Dodge or Uniform Juliet Delta or something. Another thing I found that some of the students have had problems with, but between the fingerprint, card stock, the background authorization and the paperwork that has to go in, when you go to the post office, have them weigh the envelope if you have to do your own mail-in. Some of the instructors will do them themselves, but if you have to do your own, have them weigh the envelope and put the extra postage on there, because if it arrives at SLED without that other stamp, you're going to get it back.
Well, from what I understand, my stepson did the course a couple of weeks ago. And he had to go into Greenville into an office to get the fingerprints and the picture done. And then the paperwork is filled out online. There's a website you have to go on and fill everything out and make the appointment to do that. So I'm not sure if it's actual paper anymore. But heck, I did my fingerprints down in Florida like 20 years ago.
This one in 99. I actually got it the same time I got my ham ticket. In South Carolina, you can do it two ways. You can do it digital or you can do it mail-in. If you're going to a SLED office to have a picture taken, it's probably going to be pretty quick because they'll do your federal background check there instead of having to send it to Columbia. If it has to go to Columbia, it's going to take forever. They have two people in Columbia processing all the state requests. Now, they say it has to be done in 90 days, but with everybody in the world is taking this class, and they're way behind. But, what they did with mine, I mailed mine and just waited on it, but they used my driver's license picture. I didn't even have a picture taken. They used the same one that's on my driver's license.
Yeah, they may do that also, because I just had my driver's license changed over just a couple of months ago, so I haven't really... I didn't pop any more gray hairs out, so it shouldn't have changed that much. But yeah, no, I'm not one of those gotta have it now kind of people. You know, it comes in the mail when it comes in the mail. You know, I'm just I want to do things right. That's all.
Not in South Carolina, but South Carolina is a castle law state, and your vehicle is an extension of your castle. As long as your passengers don't have access to your firearm, you can keep a firearm in your glove box without a permit. So that might be an interim between when you send it in and when you receive it.
Oh, yeah, that law I knew about already. And, yeah, I do that. Plus I have about 3 acres of property that we can shoot on. We got a little backstop set up with some steel and... there's nobody behind me, really. So, yeah, we're in pretty good shape, Chad. I think we're going to do okay.
There's a bunch of them in South Carolina. I mean, people are There's a lineup for most of them. I mean, all the big gun stores that have them, there's a waiting period to get in. Everybody's wanting to get that. And some people have mixed reviews on that. I mean, they were talking about going to a national concealed carry without a permit. All these laws, I mean, it's your right. So, I mean, the best firearm to have is one that you possess when you don't need it rather than the one that you need when you don't have it.
Like I say, I'm just going to follow the law, and I don't want any flack back. I've heard that too about the constitutional carry and all that, and I just don't want to push that envelope, you know, especially with what's going on today. There's so many people out there that are just hypersensitive about everything. Anyway, Chad, good to make your acquaintance. KC8UJD, KB2HXS. I'm pulling up to my buddy's house, and I gotta grab him and go.
All right, well, good luck. Sounds like you've been doing this a while. Probably don't need the luck, but hope you have a good day. Looks like it's nice and sunny out there for you. Hopefully it warms up a little bit. Have a good one. KC8UJD Mobile.
Good day.